Hello again, my brothers and sisters, and those who will be my brothers and sisters. This is Jeff Byerly back with you again today, second day in a row. Doesn't happen very often, but the Lord has told me to come back on here. So, I want to start with a prayer. Because I believe that's what he's telling me to do. So, Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of your precious Son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. And Lord, I know that you have called me to come back on here to tell your people some more of your words. And right now, in the name of Jesus, I dispel every demon of confusion, every demon of chaos, every demon of fear, every demon of unbelief. I say, get out. I cover you with the blood of Christ. And I cover everyone listening to this video in the blood of Christ as well. And we thank you for that blood, the blood that atones for our sin and washes us whiter than snow, Lord, so that the enemy has no place in us. Lord, we thank you for all your promises that are in your word that are yes and amen towards us, Lord. Every one of them, every promise that was ever written in your scriptures, they're for us. Because of what you did. We thank you for Psalms 91. No plague shall come nigh our dwelling. No pestilence that walks in the darkness. No destruction that comes at the noonday. And so many other things that are in that psalm. Lord, thank you. Thank you that your hedge of protection surrounds each one of us, like it does Job. We thank you, Lord, for your angels that you have sent to protect us as well, even though we don't even see them. Lord, we thank you that in your name, we can break every curse, because you became a curse. We can break and cancel and nullify every plot, plan, scheme, demonic assignment, spell, sickness. We say that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And Lord, we thank you that when the enemy comes in like a flood, you raise up a standard against it. And Lord, we just want to praise you. We worship you. We thank you. We cannot thank you enough. And we say this all in the name that is above every name, the name at which every knee shall bow and every tongue will confess that you are Lord Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, to the glory of God the Father. Amen. All right. That, my friends, is how you want to pray every day. If you want to rewind this and copy it down, that's fine. Say it, believe it. That's what matters. In your heart, 100%. All right, I'm going to start out with my reading today. With a two verses that every one of you need to hear. He that overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Now, that word son actually means, in the Strong's, it is 5207, and it means the same nature as their father. So, It doesn't mean you have to be a male. It means you have to have the same nature as your father. And that is in a lot of verses. Different versions have children. So let's read that again. He that overcomes shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he or she shall be my son or daughter. But the fearful, or some versions say cowardly, some versions say fearmongers, the fearful, the unbelieving, the abominable. That's a big word that means somebody that does not have good morals. And the murderers, the whoremongers, which is sexual sin. The idolaters, putting things before Jesus. And all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire, which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. That is Revelation chapter 21, verses 7 and 8. I read it out of the King James Version, but I didn't say the th. I said S instead of th. It's hard to pronounce the other way. Anyways, right after the message that I gave yesterday, that the Lord gave me to give to you, I started being sent a article from Hal Turner. And the title of that was, I forgot it already. You have 96 hours to finish preparing. This coming week will be the last normal week on Earth. Coronavirus. All right. I must say, I'm so sick of Hal Turner. I really am. Me and Linda Hashi have come up with a nickname for him. It's Hal Turner Overdrive. I actually today called him Shallow Hal Turner Overdrive. Read my lips. He's trying to sell subscriptions to his website. You got that? All right. Now, I called Linda Hashi today, and I'm like, Linda, I was very distraught this morning. I prayed for a very long time for all of you because I think some of you are missing it. And I prayed in tears, and I'm in tears now. Because you are missing it. You're not getting it. Either Hal Turner is right, or the Word of God is right. You need to decide which one you're going to believe. You can believe that fear porn? Are you going to believe the one who will be and is the victorious, never defeated King of Kings and Lord of Lords? Are you going to be on his side? Are you going to be on the side of fear, which is the devil side? And we all know where he's going. All right, I called Linda Hashi this morning. And she says to tell each and every one of you that your comments are very kind. And she wishes that she could reply back to you. But she can't. She's not allowed to. She was told that by the Father. She is going to be coming on one last time when the Lord says to. But that will be the time when it really will start. Not now. This is just a trailer to the movie. Do you get it? The Lord gave me an analogy this morning. There's a snowball rolling down a hill. And right now, people are running away from a snowball that's as big as my fingers right now. But when it gets all the way down the hill, it's going to be as big as your house. You get what I'm trying to say? Like the Lord told me in the message that I delivered yesterday, if you are afraid now, if you are in fear now, you're going to be in big trouble when it really hits the fan. Things are going to be so much worse. And this is part of, I need to read this message, but that was given to Linda Hashey on August 25th of 2019. And this was before anybody else was talking about the coronavirus or any pandemic. And I will leave a link to this in the description box, just like I always do with the messages that I am given by the Lord. So this is a message by Linda, given to Linda. Sorry. All right, it starts out, John 14:12. Very truly, I tell you, whoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater things than these, because I am going to the Father. Matthew 10:8. As you go, preach this message. The kingdom of heaven is near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, drive out demons. Freely you have received, freely give. And I'm going to have a cup of faith today. Now I'm calm. Greetings. May those who have eyes to see and ears to hear, please take this message to the Lord in prayer for confirmation, asking him, is Linda sharing the truth here? You get that? You need to ask the Lord. You need to take it to prayer. Every message that you hear, any message from me, any message from Linda, any message from anyone who says they are speaking for the Lord. I mean that. Okay. I'm to share with you what led up to this warning post. For the last several weeks, I've been sent by the Heavenly Father to interact and comment on a prophetic news site, bringing what I now know were the final words of warning, which included sharing some of the prior warnings that I posted. The primary focus was to call all to repentance and truly and turning fully to the Lord while developing a stronger personal relationship with him. On Saturday, 8/24/19, I felt the Lord was letting me know my time of interacting warning on that site was over. Later that morning, I received two confirmation emails that indeed my time there was done. As I read the second email, an old Fleetwood Mac song was brought to mind by the Holy Spirit, with the emphasis on the title and repeated line, "You can go your own way." And once again, I am not a singer, but that's the name of the song. Oh my, the grief hit me, and I was given the understanding from the Lord. He was using the song to let me know that he is done, warning those who have chosen their own way and did not turn back to him. He was saying to them through that song, "You can go your own way." The grief over that understanding stayed with me for the rest of the day. I sadly knew the next phase is not going to be warnings, but tangible, non-avoidable judgments to waken those who may have chosen their own way, so they will repent and seek the Lord. The Heavenly Father loves all, but he gives us the right to choose to love him, to follow him, to know him. During the early morning hours of Sunday, August 25th, 2019, I had a warning dream. I was with other Christians someplace in Africa. We were diverse in our race and heritage, but we were all Christians. At one point in the dream, we were all going to go someplace. Before leaving, I noticed a basket of snake-like looking parasites. I knew they were parasites, but they were the size of snakes. Somehow, I destroyed them. Later in the dream, I saw the snake-like looking parasites again. They seemed to reappear, even though I had previously destroyed them. End of dream. When I woke up, I thought that was quite an odd dream, thinking it would go away, but the dream didn't go away. The Holy Spirit kept bringing the snake-like parasites to mind throughout the morning. I knew this was a God dream, and there was more he wanted to let me know. I still didn't do anything about that dream since I was heading to the theater with my husband to see a new Christian movie called The Overcomers. During the movie, the Holy Spirit brought back the snake-like looking parasites back to my mind. It was then that he let me know that it was a warning dream about the global elite planning on an airborne Ebola pandemic with the primary target, the United States of America. Did you hear that? I will repeat it. The global elite planning on an airborne Ebola pandemic with the primary target, the United States of America. He also let me know this airborne Ebola pandemic was coming out of the human laboratory in Africa. That's right. The evil Luciferian global elite have various places in Africa to experiment on people without their consent or without their knowledge. And they've already done it. We already know that. I also know the Lord Jesus, Yeshua, wanted to talk to me more about this upcoming planned evil, so I would have to sit quietly and write what he wanted me to share with those who are his, and it is this. Listen, my people, there is an evil planned by the government elite who worship Satan. They will be unleashing airborne Ebola to cause a pandemic of death to occur. Fear not. I am the breath of life. I have given you what you need to overcome this weapon of Satan that is planned against you and all humanity. I will use this evil for good. I will bring healing through those who are mine to bring souls into my kingdom. Does light overcome darkness? So too will you overcome this planned evil with good. Don't fear what you see happening around you. You hear that? Even now, don't fear. That is what is happening around you. Move forward in faith. Pray for the sick. Heal the brokenhearted. Cast out demons. Set the captives free. Spread the good news of the gospel. I died for all Adam's seed that can be saved, if they so choose. Before I return, you will see many tragedies. I'm with you through all them all, and grieve over the souls who choose their own way instead of choosing me. Deception will increase to the point that only those in me will know the truth. Prepare for war. This will be global. Also, prepare for miracles through me. This will also be global. Woe to those who choose their own way, for they must see massive judgment before they repent. If they choose to repent. Sadly, most will fall away, for their trust is in Mammon, the root of all evil. Prepare to preach to all I put in your path when the judgments overtake the globe. Some will receive what you share and some will not. Don't count on your success by man's counting. Rather, count on your success by your obedience to my leading. Love those who hate you by this. Show kindness when hatred, murder, and some torture occurs. Show kindness, my people, show kindness, for out of that kindness, love can flow even if you don't feel it, for kindness is an expression of love. Take time with me, take time in that fellowship with me, you'll gain understanding of what brings you freedom and joy, even in the midst of sorrow. The burning bush Moses saw was a sign to him that I am speaking to him. The burning fire on my servants will be a sign I am is speaking through them, as it is written in my word. Turn aside from all evil. Don't look back, rather look ahead and look up. For a day you do not know, I will return. For those who are mine, I love you. I will never leave you. Forever, we will be together, my people, but the harvest of souls must come first. Then she has Hebrews 1:7. And God speaks about the angels. He says, I change my angels into wind, and my servants into flaming fire. I'll end the post with this. My assignment from the Lord has changed. This is Linda speaking again, sorry. My assignment was from the Lord's change. No more warnings to the masses, most who do not want to hear what the Holy Spirit is saying. My assignment is now to focus on the remnant who will seek the Lord, who follow the Lord, and are preparing for your final assignments as they have been led to prepare. Each true follower of Yeshua, Jesus, has a specific assignment calling with these specific directions from the Holy Spirit. Some don't know what's next, but don't worry. We are all following time now. We are all in the following time now. Walk by faith and not by sight. 2 Corinthians 5:7. We will each be led by the Holy Spirit. Seek the Lord diligently, for the days of evil and darkness continue to increase. But praise God, so are the days of light of the Lord shining on and through his people. Isaiah 60, verses 1 and 2. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, the darkness will cover the earth and deep darkness the peoples, but the Lord will rise upon you, and his glory will appear upon you. Do you believe that? Do you believe the word of God? Or do you believe the fear that is being cranked out in the media right now? Or there's a third option as well. Do you stick your head in the sand and ignore it all? That's the third option. You're in fear, you believe the word of God, or you ignore it all because you've heard so many differing opinions and so many people saying everything willy-nilly. Whatever comes to their mind, they say it, and they say it's from God. So you say, the heck with it all. I'm going to just ignore it all. I'm going to just go on in my life. I'm going to stick my head in the sand. Guess what? Your rear end is sticking out so the enemy can blast it, and you won't see it coming. You get it? The only option that is any good is that you believe the word of God. Don't believe me. If you know what? Believe the word of God. Believe Psalm 91. That is true. It is a script. It's in the scriptures. And if you follow God at all, you believe that those were inspired by the Holy Spirit. My brothers and sisters, we are in a time like no other. We truly are. And you and me, all of us, we're called for such a time as this. We really were. What I see happening right now, and why I'm so upset, and why the Lord has called me to do this video, is because, first of all, you're getting afraid of something that is not what people say it is. I will say this, there are people dying from it. It is serious. It is a big disease, this coronavirus. It is killing people. It really is. It's more than what the mainstream media says, but it is not what the fear porn says it is, all right? The economy is not going to collapse tomorrow because of this, all right? It's not going to collapse next week. Now, what has the Lord told me? For those of you that have been following me for a while, you know the kickoff event in New York City, Donald Trump's taken out, Obama comes back in. That is when the economic collapse will happen. Not this week. Unless that happens this week. I don't know when that's going to happen. That could be any time. You're not going to see it coming, though. I guarantee it. If you're in all this fear right now, what's going to happen when it really comes down? You need to answer that question for yourself before the Lord on your knees. Because I'm going to tell you, they're going to come out with a mandatory of vaccinations. And you need to not get those. Because it is not going to be a good thing. I guarantee it. They're probably going to give you more of the same. If not something worse. And then they're going to make it so that you have to take the mark of the beast to get the vaccination as well. Because this airborne Ebola one that I just read, that's not the only one that's coming. Like I said yesterday, think of World War Z, if you've ever seen that movie. I Am Legend, Will Smith, Resident Evil, the video game, and then they made a few movies out of it. I remember playing that video game in the 90s. The T-Virus, the Umbrella Corporation. It's all true. They've had this planned for a long time. The movie Contagion. There's a bunch of them. That's coming. They've had it planned. They really have. My brothers and sisters, I love you guys. That's why I'm doing this. I don't want to be doing this. I wish you all would get it. I really do. I want to pray before we go. For those of you who are still there. I know this went a little bit longer than I wanted to. But it's just, I felt impressed by the Holy Spirit to do this. So, Heavenly Father, I come before you again. For your people. Lord, I just ask that they would fear you and nothing else, like you told me in the message. Lord, by your Holy Spirit, give them wisdom, give them knowledge. Lord, help them to open up to you completely. And to let you in to do the work in them that you need to do. I know you want to do it so badly in them, Lord. Lord, I pray that they would just surrender to you completely. I just call down your Holy Spirit and your fire upon everyone that is listening to my voice. Lord, do your work. Lord, take away from them the desire of the things of the world. Take away the fear that the devil is trying to put on everyone that it has read these fear porn things that are going out or on the internet. Lord, wake up those who have their heads stuck in the sand. Lord, shake them awake. Give them dreams and visions in the night. Give them open visions in the day, Lord. Speak to them so that they can hear you. And Lord, I also pray that your people would take time to seek you in silence and sit before you and see that what you would tell them by your still small voice. which is the way that you speak most of the time. Heavenly Father, I just pray that everyone listening to my voice right now would just cry out to you with everything that is within them. And Lord, if there is anyone that is praying with me right now that does not know you in a personal way, that does not have your Holy Spirit residing inside of them, that, Lord, you would come and knock on their door, and that they would open up and let you in. And I just say to that person right now, whoever you are, open up. Say, Jesus, come in. I need you. He will. He's there right now. Lord, I pray this in your holy, precious name that is above every name. And I just apply the blood of Jesus upon every person, and that your protection will be upon them. We thank you, Lord. We thank you so much for everything that you do for us. We love you. Lord, help us to love you more. In the name of Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, amen. I love you guys. Be blessed.